Open letter to the children of Robert McNamara. Dear McNamara children, this is a belated apology. I've been meaning to set things straight, but the right moment never materialized, and now it has been 55 years. However, my guilt came flooding back as I watched the recent Ken Burns documentary on the Vietnam War. Night after night, I saw your father with his slick back hair, ramrod straight part, and rimless glasses. He was an intimidating figure as Secretary of Defense, standing in front of a map of Vietnam with the menacing China and Russia seeping down from above. You must understand that I was watching him at the same time our neighbor was installing a bomb shelter in their basement, and we were having bomb drills at school. At the sound of the alarm, we all rushed to crouch beneath our desks with our hands on top of our heads. But even at age 12, I knew this was a useless exercise. That flimsy desk could never protect me from an atom bomb. Your father was the only one who could save me. And then I saw him in the flesh. Perhaps you remember a family ski vacation in Utah in 1964. My family was there, too. Your father brought an air of celebrity to the entire resort, and everyone treated your family with the utmost deference. My ski school instructor told me to stand to the side of the slope as your father passed. I have a distinct memory of his smiling face as he whizzed by, in baggy ski pants, his greased-down hair totally unperturbed by the blowing wind. I looked at him and thought, how can this man be taking a vacation? How could he be smiling? Isn't the communist threat a serious business? Who's manning his post back in Washington? One day I arrived at the lift line at the same time as your father. Then he did the unthinkable. He cut in line. At age 12, my only exposure to social justice was simple. No cuts. It was inviolate. Line cutters were bullies, the worst sort of kids, deserving universal scorn. I didn't care whether your father was the only thing between me and an atomic bomb. Your father cut in line. It was unforgivable. I fumed. At lunch, I saw my opportunity for retribution. I couldn't get back at the mighty McNamara, but you kids were in my ski school and emerged as surrogate targets. I looked at the youngest and blurted out the meanest thing I could think of. You know, there's no such thing as Santa Claus. I mean it. He isn't real. Your parents are lying to you. I remember mouths hanging open and a little drop of milk hanging from one of your lips as you sat in stunned silence. Yes, it was me. I was the one who punctured the greatest hoax of childhood, drained the magic out of Christmas. I immediately felt remorse. I had turned into the vindictive bully, worse than a line cutter. But any regrets quickly turned into abject fear. What would your father do to me if you told him about my indiscretion? Robert McNamara, the man who held the fate of nations, who sent young men off to remote rice paddies. There was probably nothing he couldn't do to me. Admitting my guilt would only exacerbate the situation. I wanted to slink away and hide forever. Now I'd like to make amends. Here it is. I am very sorry for my unwarranted cruelty, and I'm ashamed that I became the person I did not want to be. Now wait a minute, I'm rethinking this. Maybe I did you a favor. My Santa Claus reveal was perhaps your introduction to the fine art of the dissembling and deception of adults. Maybe it opened the door to a more critical and questioning mind that has served you well over the years. And perhaps you began to understand the tyranny of the lie, that once established it is so difficult to undo. And armed with this knowledge, perhaps you were better able to understand the agony of your father as he absorbed the guilt of Vietnam. Okay, who am I kidding here? Forget it. I'm overstepping. Just please accept my apology. Sincerely, Liza Blue.